You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Indecision. Overthinking. Second-guessing every choice you make. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Beige on beige on beige. Ugh. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
Hawk and Tom on B93.7.
Well, I was telling you, it was National Banana Day yesterday. Did you celebrate by eating a banana?
I did, actually. Okay. I didn't realize it at the time, but now that you mention it, I had a banana yesterday.
You know, banana, it's a very versatile fruit. I mean, it's great on cereal. It's good with peanut butter sandwich. You can use them to pretend that you're on the phone or even, you know, shoot somebody with a laser gun. So bananas are very versatile.
Yeah, you make them too versatile the way you eat them.
I only eat them within a banana split.
He eats them with a peel still on.
What?
No, I do not.
I thought you just took them away.
No. I eat my corn on the cob like a banana, but I don't do anything weird with a banana.
Okay, that's not weird.
Yes.
Not at all.
Well, bananas are botanically berries because they grow from a flower with a single ovary and also contain seeds. But all berries are fruits, so therefore they are fruits. You had no idea we was going to do a birds and the bananas talk this morning, did you?
No.
My grandmother must have been a banana then. She only had one ovary.
Okay.
So who knew?
Good old grandma the banana.
Yeah.
So 29% of Americans say they like to eat bananas when they're at least partially green. 6% prefer bananas totally green.
Oh, no.
Not
I want
now.
Them to be sweet.
They're healthier that way, but not as good.
Why? Because they don't have as much sugar?
I guess.
They leave that, like, film in your mouth and, like, that bitter taste,
know, right?
You know?
Okay, so roughly 96% of American households purchase bananas at least once per month.
They're super cheap.
Yeah.
I mean, they are like the anti-egg.
Just bought about 10 of them yesterday.
Yeah, they're like $1.69 for 8 bananas or something.
No, it's 50-something cent a pound.
What is a cluster of bananas?
What's that have to do with what I just said?
Huh?
You're like, no, it's 15 cents a pound.
50 cents
a pound. Oh, 50 cents a pound.
It was like... almost $3 for 10 bananas.
That's expensive. Costco's much less than that.
I don't drive to
Costco. Like $1.89 for them at Costco.
I would pay $30 not to get on Woodruff Road to get bananas.
Wow.
Apparently
Amen.
You do.
Yeah. Okay, what is a bunch of bananas called? Like a cluster of bananas, what are they called?
A bunch.
Nope.
I don't know.
A murder.
A banana hammock?
It's called...
That's funny.
What?
A cluster of bananas are called a hand.
Okay, no, they're called a bunch because that's what everyone I know calls them.
It's like fangers, like fingers on your hand.
Fingers. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, they consist of 10 or 20 individual bananas, which actually are known as fingers. They are known. That's what you call a single banana, a finger.
Well,
banana.
I bought two hands yesterday.
I like those little bitty baby bananas. You know what I'm talking
about? Yeah,
dude. See, they're too small though. I'm like wanting another one. Our last batch, they were like smaller than usual. And I'm like, this is not a big enough banana.
Like, I need more.
I do. I'm like, I want a certain
Typical
amount of banana.
Typical American.
I can't help
I need
it.
More.
I'm used to my big bananas.
Yeah. Okay, so here's some fun facts about bananas. Bananas float in water, as do apples and watermelons.
Well, we knew apples did because you do the bobbing for it. They should do bobbing for bananas.
Bobbing for bananas.
Yeah.
It has a good sound to it.
Okay, if you tape a banana peel over a splinter, the enzymes will help the splinter work its way out of your skin.
You're kidding.
No, I'm not. This is fun facts about bananas. So
that's amazing.
I mean, but who wants to have a banana peel on their finger like that? Finger.
I'll take it over a splinter any day.
For sure.
Well, I mean, I'll just go ahead and get the tweezers and pull the splinter out. I don't want to put a banana on my finger for 2 or 3 days.
I'm going to try to dig it out because I do love to dig.
Sometimes it's too deep down in there.
Yeah, it is. And for you to just be the one bringing this up and then being like, I wouldn't do that, makes you sound like a hypocrite.
It's fun facts. I'm just giving you can choose to do them or not. I'm just saying I wouldn't do that one. Rubbing a banana peel on your forehead can help cure a headache.
I'll try that.
I mean, I'll try it.
Which side of the banana peel?
I would say the inside.
Okay.
Yeah. But I don't know. That's a fun fact. I've not done my research with that one.
Maybe I should start with the outside. It's less messy.
Happens. Maybe tape it to your forehead and see what happens.
That's a good idea. Yeah, yeah. I'll have one on my finger and one on my forehead.
Boom.
I'm going to look so cool.
Rubbing the banana peel, rubbing the inside of a banana peel on house plants leaves them shiny. Their leaves shiny if
so
you do that.
How come you knew the inside on this one, but you didn't know what the other one was? You've done a bad job.
Honestly, I had 5 minutes to Google this stuff, all right? Leave me alone. You can use the inside of a banana peel to clean and polish leather shoes.
Okay.
So if you want to make those tennis shoes look great, just use your banana peel. If you don't have one of those, you know, white little clean things that cost $9. And then here are some facts about bananas that sound true but aren't. Okay, facts about bananas that sound true, but they aren't.
Let's hear it.
Larry the Cable Guy calls them bananas. That's not true. He actually calls them bananas.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
His voice is not really that southern.
Yeah, exactly. So, last person to find slipping on a banana peel funny died in 1927.
No, but okay, listen, have you seen those videos where they actually do slip on banana peels?
I have not.
Like, I saw one. It was on TikTok, but they literally, like, busted their butt. Oh, wow.
That had to be staged.
No,
then.
It was, well, I mean.
TikTok, everything is a lie. Everything.
Okay, so these are facts about bananas that sound true but aren't. Banana was the funniest sounding fruit until someone invented the kumquats. Okay.
I would agree with that.
Okay.
I would agree with that.
There's other funny sounding papayas.
Okay.
That sounds funny.
Kiwi. Not
it's
really.
It's not a kiwi-wee.
Yeah. And then finally, if a banana doesn't have a sticker on it, most grocery cashiers can't identify it.
No, I didn't. Because I did self-checkout when I bought my bananas, and I can see the number on there, 4011, and I punched it in, and it said peaches. And all of a sudden, this light went off and said, where are the peaches?
Yeah.
So I had to call customer service. She goes, there are no peaches. I'm like, I know.
It's always embarrassing when that light comes on and you're at self-checkout.
Yes.
Everybody knows, like, you're the one that messed it
up.
Then she had to come back and check my ID because I was buying beer.
Yeah. And most bananas, they do brown by the time you get them home.
Yeah.
They
say to keep it, like, into the bunch, and that way it doesn't go brown.
And also keep it in a bag.
They either turn brown before you get home or they stay green forever. If you don't want them green.
Well, if you want them to turn brown, you put them in a paper bag. Close it up because the banana releases, it will help them ripen faster.
I mean,
I make banana puddings every year, and I'm about to make them for Easter, and that's what I'll have to do because they're a little greener than I like them.
For me personally, they kind of fit into my fall decor when I buy bananas. Well, because they're brown.
It's not fall.
The oranges and the, you know,
there you go.
All
okay.
The fall colors, yeah.
It's the Hawk and Tom Show on B93.7.
You know, Elon Musk has been in the news for a lot of stuff lately, and he got some bad press whenever a woman came forward and said that she had his baby and that he had cut the child support from like $100,000 a month down to like $60,000 a month. So she was having to sell her Tesla. And she was talking about what a jerk he was for, you know, not supporting the child, only giving $60,000 a month now for the kid.
Wow.
But it turns out, apparently, she turned down $15 million if she had kept a secret about this. He didn't want people to know that the baby was his. And she said, no, I don't want my baby to live a life trying to be a secret. The baby's name is Romulus, by the way.
Romulus.
Elon has interesting names for his kids. But the girl's name is Ashley St. Clair. She's an influencer, and apparently he slid into her DMs.
Stop.
And then they started dating, and she had this baby. Now, what's interesting is knowing that Elon tried to keep this on the down low makes you wonder how many other people he's done this with. And there is a story now going around. He's already known to have 14 kids with different women.
That's crazy.
Okay. apparently he has even more, because the Wall Street Journal has reported that he has a habit of asking women to have a baby for him. And he even hits them up on Twitter, which is what he did with this Ashley St. Clair, but he uses payoffs and non-disclosure agreements to keep them quiet. And he refers to his children as Legion. He's apparently trying to create as many little Elon Musk brains as he can, because he thinks that since he's so smart, it'll help the world to have a lot of offspring.
Well, that's scary.
I think that is really scary.
Are you assuming a lot here?
No, this is from an article in the Wall Street Journal.
So he said that, or is that someone assuming he thinks that?
He said that. In a text that he sent to one of his baby mamas, he said he needed to impregnate more women because, quote, to reach Legion level before the apocalypse, he'll need to use surrogates.
Gosh, I want to see the text.
I'm a little offended he didn't DM me. I know, right? I want the money.
That money's a lot of money. I can't believe she turned it. $15 million, I'll keep a secret for $15
million. Right.
Wow.
Plus, he was giving her $100,000 a month child support. I'd have kept a secret for $100,000 a month.
I can keep my mouth shut.
I mean, that's a lot of money.
Yeah.
I think this makes a lot of sense. This sounds like something Elon would do, is to think, because his ego is not small.
Yeah.
And so he's like, you know what? As many people as can get my genes as possible is better for humanity.
Didn't y'all hear about like the one doctor, the IVF doctor that did that? And
yeah.
literally implanted his baby in a bunch of different people.
He got in a lot of trouble for that.
That was crazy.
Yeah. That would upset me too. Now, Cato, you said that this is scary, but think about the Duggars. They've had as many kids as he has.
It's scary that he's sitting in the White House and he's in charge of a bunch of things for our country, and this man thinks like this. Makes me think that his mind's not right for the job that he's doing.
People always mix up their personal life and their romantic life compared to their professional life.
It intertwines.
All of us have issues in certain areas where we're like,
why are you defending him?
I'm just saying in general, as the human population, we have our strengths and our weaknesses.
Yeah.
So, you know, he shines in one area. You see how much money he's made. He's very smart. He's wise in that area. And then other areas, he ain't that bright.
Like politicians are always getting in trouble for fooling around on the side. It's like they run around and they let a certain part of their body lead them into trouble.
Monica Lewinsky.
And I'm sorry, no offense, Megan, but if any woman that answers his DM and says, yes, Elon, I'll have your baby, that's not saying much about her.
That is true.
Money, that's a lot of money.
I don't care.
A price for everybody and everything.
But that's called a... In Vegas, they'd be standing on a corner.
Yeah,
basically.
But not for that. The money makes a difference.
The price
makes a difference.
No, they're just high class.
High class.
That's a very interesting topic.
Let him message my husband. There you go.
I mean, don't get me wrong. I'd answer
him.
I'm about to say, you could message me, and I would be like, Jamie, you want to?
Listen, I got a deal for you.
What was that movie back in the day with Demi Moore?
Indecent Proposal.
Yes, Woody Harrelson.
Yeah.
For $1 million, and you see what it did to their relationship.
Okay, that's fake. It's a movie. And second, it was only $1 million.
Well,
Elon's coming more money.
Back then, $1 million was $15 million today.
Plus, he's still giving that $100,000 a month for the 18 years. That's a lot of money.
That is a lot of money.
He scares
that's
me.
That's crazy.
Well, I don't know, but I'm willing to have his kid.
Well, you look pregnant.
I'll help you raise it.
It's the Hawk and Tom Show on B93.7.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet, and the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase.
Go to Shopify.com/Odyssey Podcast to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/Odyssey Podcast.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
If you've been struggling with your weight, Mochi Health is here to help. Mochi Health is a long-term weight loss solution personalized to fit your unique needs and goals. Meet one-on-one with board-certified obesity doctors and registered dietitians who are on a mission to listen. Eligible patients can access custom-formulated GLP-1 medications at an affordable set price and get them delivered to their home each month. Take our free quiz at joinmochi.com and use code AUDIO40 at checkout for $40 off your first month of membership.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro plus tax. For a limited time, it's subject to change. Max one offer per account.
If you have health insurance, you might be able to see a personal dietitian for $0 out of pocket. Nourish connects you with a dietitian that fits your needs, covered by your insurance. Nourish accepts hundreds of insurance plans, and 94% of patients pay $0 out of pocket. Meet with your dietitian online and message them anytime through the Nourish app. With hundreds of 5-star reviews from real patients, you know you're in good hands. Find your dietitian at usenourish.com. That's usenourish.com.
Time for a crank call. You know, Tom tells a story of his alma mater. They've called him several times trying to get money.
Yeah, but they ripped me off when I was college, whenever my speakers got ruined because the dorm roof leaked. And they ripped me off at $20, and I told the guy I was never give money to school again, and I never have over that $20.
And you know, once you graduate from college, you're like, all right, I don't have to hear from them ever again. But for the rest of your life, they're calling wanting some money.
Yep.
Well, I had Middle Tennessee State's where I graduated, and
MTSU.
Is that in the middle of Tennessee?
It is. Blue Raiders.
Okay.
Yeah, Blue Raider country. Anyway, they called me, and they wanted me to donate some money. So I was trying to think of something ridiculous to make them do for me, and I would send them some money. And this is the reverse crank call this morning. I'm getting revenge on the telemarketers.
Hello?
Hello. I'm calling from Middle Tennessee State University.
Oh, my old alma mater.
Yeah. Okay, I'm calling on behalf of the College of Mass Communications, where and I recently have you graduated up under.
Yeah, sure.
Okay, if you have a few minutes, I'd like to update your records and tell you a few things that's happening around here since you've been gone.
All right.
Okay, do you currently still work for WFBC?
Yes, I sure do.
And in addition to updating your records, we were calling again as for the university's annual fund campaign, if you're familiar.
Oh, you want money.
Yes, sir. We're trying to get our percentage of alumni giving back to the university back up to where as other colleges for as university.
All right, I tell you what. I'll send you some money if you sing me a little song right now. You sing me 1 minute of a song, and I'll send you some money.
I don't know a song, sir.
Just sing us. Are you a singer?
No, I am not. I'm not a master major.
All right, can you rap anything?
No, sir, I'm a criminal justice major.
Criminal justice?
Yes.
You want some money from me, you got to do a little song and dance or do something for it.
You don't want to give back to your alma mater?
I want to give back to my alma mater, but I just want a little entertainment.
You want some entertainment?
Yeah.
Well, we asked for a donation of $100, but we take whatever.
$100? I tell you what, I'll send you $25. You sing me a song for 30 seconds. I tell you what, I'll sing with you.
Okay, you sing a song and I'll sing with you. How about that?
That's all right. What song? Who's your favorite artist?
I don't have a favorite artist.
Come on, you listen to the radio.
Well, my major said I really don't have time to listen to the radio.
Oh, come on. You don't ever listen to music?
Hardly ever.
You're lying. You know, that's a shame you're going into criminal justice and you're a liar.
If I was offending you, you were guilty.
You know what? Maybe you should run for election. Maybe you should be a politician since you're going to be lying like that. Come on, let's sing a song and I'll send you some money. I tell you what, let's just sing Row, Row, Row Your Boat. I'll start and then you jump in when you're supposed
row,
to.
Row, row your boat?
Yeah. Ready?
I can't do that.
You know, here we go. If you want my money, I'll tell you what, I'll send it. You just sing Row, Row, Row Your Boat. Everybody knows that song. Here we go. Row, row, row your boat gently down the stream. That's when you come in.
Say what?
That's when you come in with row, row, row your boat. Row, row, row your boat gently down the stream. You come in right here. Merrily.
I cannot sing row, row, row your boat.
Do it.
We're not supposed to sing.
That's a lie. Lying to me like you can't sing. I tell you what, here's what we're going to do. Listen, you ain't going to have to sing because obviously it embarrasses you.
Okay.
I'm going to sing Old MacDonald. And if you make the animal noises as I sing it, I'll send $25. You're not singing.
Make the animal noises while you're singing Old MacDonald.
All right. Is that a deal?
That's a deal.
All right. Here we go. Old MacDonald had a farm, E-I-E-I-O. And on that farm he had a pig. E-I-E-I-O with a...
Could you...
You're a pig with a...
With an oink oink.
Here, and a...
And a oink oink.
There, old MacDonald had a farm. E-I-E-I-O. And on that farm he had a duck. E-I-E-I-O with a...
Sir, I'm only allowed so much time.
That's all right. Just do your quack quacks with a...
Quack quack.
Here, and a...
Quack, quack.
There, here a
quack.
There
a quack.
Everywhere a
quack, quack.
Old MacDonald had a farm. E-I-E-I-O. You've been fun.
Thank you, sir.
All right. Nice. I'll send you a check in the mail.
Okay, thank you.
Bye-bye.
Did you send him a check?
Gosh, I can't stop laughing.
I haven't yet.
Oh, okay. Gosh. You
just
gotta
do
send
quack quacks.
Yeah, just do you. Be quiet and do you quack quacks. Get it out. All right. Now, I will send them some money.
Hopefully $25.
I wouldn't. Didn't work. Education.
Oh.
Oh, that's funny.
Hawk and Tom on B93.7.
Megan Eby's hanging out with us.
Yes,
she is in while Tori is out on maternity leave. And you're all up into fashion and makeup and clothes and stuff like that. And there is something that's making a comeback I'll talk about in just a second.
Okay.
But you wanted to bring up these jeans you're wearing today. They ain't mom jeans. They are just huge.
They're barrel jeans. Like, I feel like everybody has like a love-hate relationship with them.
So what are barrel jeans? Oversized?
Oversized, but they make you look like... What's that one cartoon with like the beard and he's got like the little pistols?
Oh God, Yosemite Sam.
Yeah, I don't know.
No, he had small legs.
Pistol Pete. I don't know.
Bam, 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 bam. Yeah, yeah, yeah. But anyway,
it looks like you got big old fuzzy chaps on from a cowboy.
Wah, wah, wah.
No, it ain't that. It is. Those are huge.
They are big.
Yeah. I'm not sure why girls like to do this.
Yeah. I don't know.
They pick stuff that's not flattering, and they're like, oh, look at these. They're so cool. And the guys are like, I can't even see your curves. You look like a barrel.
Now, lately I've seen the jeans or the pants that are high waters.
Yes.
And I'm like, are they showing off like ankle tattoos, or are they showing off their shoes? It lets people draw attention to their shoes because they're so high.
They grew overnight, Hawk.
Oh, did they? Okay.
And by the way, you spilled Clorox on the bottom of your pants.
Listen, I like to show my ankles because they're sexy. Okay.
Okay. So this is making a comeback, and it's back from the 80s.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
Members only jackets.
What is it?
Huge 80s style shoulder pads are fashionable again. Financial Times just did a big story, and Vogue recently covered a trend, too. It's this popular look of women in the 80s. They wanted to seem hip and metropolitan, But then people quickly decided shoulder pads were dumb, and they went away for a while.
They are dumb.
Yeah. No. Yeah.
See, I think shoulder pads are one of the things that actually does look good up to a point.
Yeah. So whenever I was in Paris, my client went to the YSL fashion show, and that was all it was big shoulder pads. But it's such a power move.
They say that they've been in, like, since fall it started, and now the huge blazers and blouses and shirts and suits have the big shoulder pads. You'll see them showing up in stores.
What's the one song, like, with, like, the video with, like, the girls with the slick back hair and they're playing the guitar?
Simply Irresistible.
Yeah, and they have, like, the shoulder pads. Like, I'm here for it.
Yeah. Well, and a lot of the suits, I guess, back then, like, my dad had, like, suits with shoulder pads. And my mom, you know, she would wear the blazer. Mm-hmm. And some of the girls didn't like the shoulder pads in the 80s, they say, and early 90s, and they would rip the shoulder pads out.
Well, they give you good posture for the people who don't have it.
Yeah.
Because, you know, you have people who have their shoulders sagging down, and they just look so beat down by life. But the shoulder pads make it look like you're alert and ready to take on whatever comes at you.
Or about to go into the NFL.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. I'm going to come in here looking like a football player tomorrow.
You're a linebacker.
Yeah, ready to take them down.
Well, you know, it makes sense, though. Top with the shoulder pads really complements the flowing hair of your mullet while you're riding in your Trans Am.
Heck yeah.
Yeah.
That goes.
I don't think that the shoulder pads are going to last long if they do make a comeback.
So you're not a fan?
No, I'm not.
Yeah, and first off, any fashion they show on a runway in Paris is stupid. I don't know why they do that. It's the most outrageous outfits that you never see at Walmart.
Sometimes you see, like, candles in the girl's hair and stuff. I'm like, what is going on with that? And
listen, it is the epitome of fashion here, guys. I will say, y'all are top-notch fashionistas.
Oh, we actually are proud that we're not. Because I have to agree with Cato on that. That stuff they put on the runway,
I agree.
I don't even think they ever sell.
It's like a costume. It's like dress up.
But
like
that doesn't make any sense. You're supposed to be showing the new styles that are coming out, and instead they show stuff that no one will ever wear.
Yes, and we want to see it on a mannequin, too. And we want to see not a skinny mannequin. We want to see a dad bod mannequin or, you know, a mannequin with the shoulders slumped down.
Yeah.
I do agree with that.
Or one with long backs.
Yes.
I mean, you got every...
Who's got a long back?
Yeah, a lot of people.
I mean, some mannequins don't even have legs. That's not realistic.
What? Dude, Lieutenant Dan?
Yeah. So, I think that would be helpful.
Well, I'm going to rock in shoulder pads next week, guys. That's what I'm going to do. My barrel jeans and my daggone shoulder pads. And y'all, it's fashion.
Do it.
I think the shoulder pads look good if they're not too big. But the barrel jeans, I don't get it. I don't understand ladies do it. Ladies do not dress for men at all. Y'all could care less what we think.
I dress for other girls. I want a 13-year-old to be like, oh, my gosh, she looks so cool. That's what I want. I ain't dressed for no men.
Okay.
Then you make fun of us whenever we peel out in our car and make the back tire squeal so we can make a 13-year-old boy go, that's cool.
Okay, I get it, though. But then you're like, okay, how about that? Look at that fellow over there.
Yeah, bless
that's me.
That's you.
Yeah, I like
that. There he is. That's Tom over there.
Well, I'm just saying your barrel jeans are double barrel. Whatever that means.
Hawk and Tom on B93.7.
Well, this might stop you from laughing a little bit. I just read something. I've unlocked a new fear.
Oh, no.
They say you shouldn't wear new clothes without washing them first. Ooh. And I've heard this before about the chemicals and stuff.
Oh, yeah. Gosh.
That never bothered me. I'm immune to chemicals anyway.
Yeah.
At this point.
That could be why you're having so many health issues.
I'm not having health issues. I walked into a park bench. That's not a health issue. That's a walking issue.
Please.
We're talking about the other things
things wrong with you.
Oh, like my diabetes?
Yeah.
That was because I drank 8 sodas a day.
Well, I thought you caught that from somebody.
And your flat feet and your IBS.
Oh, my gosh.
None of which has to do with wearing clothes.
You don't know.
Restless leg syndrome.
Yeah.
Those pants cause that.
Okay, I'm not going to try to defend myself from these nincompoops. I had restless legs since I was a little kid. Anyway.
Yeah.
It turns out there's another reason to be afraid of wearing new clothes. Apparently, there is a strong chance that you can get ringworm from new clothes.
Ooh.
They're made a lot of times in these countries, in these factories that are not super clean. So you think you're getting this brand new clean pair of clothes, but it's coming from Vietnam or somewhere in a big factory.
Yep.
And maybe not all the workers have washed their hands properly. And so the next thing you know, you put on your brand new shirt and you get ringworm and you wonder, where did I get ringworm from?
How long does a ringworm live? Because that would be interesting. If it's coming all the way over there and it's still alive in your pants or underwear.
Is that the one that causes you to lose weight?
No, that's tapeworm.
Okay, never mind. I don't want ringworm.
Listen, they used to sell tapeworms in like the 20s in like actual jars or something.
Oh, in Japan more recently.
More recently?
Yeah, they would actually do that in like the 90s to lose weight.
Oh, my gosh.
The scotch or the duck?
The what?
Scotch or duck. Tapeworms.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, my gosh.
He laughed at that.
I know. Why? I don't know.
It's good. That's good stuff.
Because he's wearing clothes before washing them. You see, look what happened to Hawk.
But it's a fungus. Like, ringworm is a fungus. It's not an actual, like, worm.
Right. So, funguses can last ages.
Okay.
Thank you. I'm glad to have a nurse on here. Someone who actually
intelligent. You used to be a nurse, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You get this fungus on you, and it grows in your arm, and you've got this ringworm because you wore new clothes.
Okay, well, you're trying them on at the store, unless you buy them from Amazon. So there's a chance you might even get it in the store.
Yeah, you could, but just trying it on isn't that long of a time, whereas if you put them on and wear them for a whole day, that's rubbing up against you, your armpits and stuff like that, and so it can get more easily transferred.
That is gross.
Okay, but what's the reality of it happening?
Like, has
that
happened to somebody? Has somebody actually gotten ringworm from not washing the clothes?
Oh, definitely. Yeah.
But how do they know it was from the clothes and wasn't from, like, their dirty fingers?
We tested the clothes.
Okay.
How about that, nurse?
I mean, well, there you go. But then I'm like, okay, well, maybe it wasn't the ringworm that got on the clothes from because they already had it. I don't know.
Oh, you're thinking they gave the clothes to the ringworm?
Yeah.
Huh, that seems interesting.
I just want to say that everyone who ever made fun of me because I wash every new article of clothing, whether it be a beanie hat that I've got on, a jacket, depending on the jacket. I cannot stand even socks and underwear. I'll wash everything I buy.
I always think about people trying on the swimsuits in the store and stuff like that.
Absolutely.
Because that's touching places.
That is touching places. Yeah.
And by the way, you're not supposed to take your underwear off when you're trying them on.
Okay, but
people do.
Yes, they do. And they don't abide the rules.
Well, I don't.
They're supposed to be like and women, I don't know if y'all have ever worn women's bikini bottoms
little paper
or anything. But they have like a little paper thing. But,
but then if someone's tried it on with that, then Now, I will say, in your defense, Megan, I've worn new clothes my whole life, and I've never gotten
ringworm.
I thought
you were going to say, in your defense, I have worn a woman's bikini
before.
No,
I have not. Well, I have, but not with a paper thing on.
Right. He lost a bet.
But I've never gotten ringworm, and I wear new clothes. I think they look the best when they're brand new.
Well, yeah, I'm such a slob. Like, I literally spill something on me every day. Just being alive, like, I could spill this on me, and it's fine. But if it's new, it has no stains.
Exactly. It's brand, and it might even repel them a little bit when they're new because they've got that ringworm on them.
That's right.
But anyway, that's a new fear unlocked for me.
For sure. Ew.
I guess if you want to live dangerously.
Dang it, I guess I'll be doing laundry.
I'm just going to live dangerously. I do all kind of dangerous stuff. I rip off those tags that say do not remove.
Oh, wow.
I don't care.
That's crazy.
See, where I actually get away with not having to wash new clothes is when I buy them at Plato's Closet, because they've already been washed by the person who owned it before.
Perfect.
Yeah.
Awesome.
And you have ringworm.
Goodwill.
There you go.
Any of those places.
They've been washed before.
Yeah.
It's not new.
Do a little sniff test on it.
Yeah, now that's something to do.
go
to a Goodwill store and just sniff the clothes there.
It's scientific.
Do it at the Nuke's clothes store.
That's true, too.
Just see what they do.
Yeah. Clerk comes up by, sir, what are you doing?
He's checking to see if this has ringworm.
I'm going to be honest. The smell of Goodwill when you walk in the door is turn off to me.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Even a brand new one in Piedmont, my mom and I walked into it, and it now immediately has the same smell as every other old Goodwill.
My wife goes shopping there all the time.
I mean, you get good deals,
Goodwill.
Don't get me wrong.
I got a fur coat at Goodwill for $35.
I know, right? They have the best deals.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Well, and I would say some Walmarts smell worse than those.
I agree. Yeah.
Not to, maybe we should go rate all the stores. And what I will say this, most restaurants smell delicious.
That is true.
Well,
yeah. That
depends on the restaurant.
Well, let's name some and lose Lions.
Let's not do that.
It's the Hawk and Tom Show on B93.7.
Well, I'm not sure if we need another reason to take selfies nonstop, but here you go. I got some info for you.
Let's hear it.
New study found that people who take a lot of selfies and then share them with friends become happier. Do you take a lot of selfies?
Yes.
Okay.
I do.
And now you got girls too.
Uh-huh.
Do they take a lot of selfies?
No, they don't at all. They make fun of me when I want to take pictures.
That's my wife. She takes selfies all the time. I'm like, please make it a selfie and not an ussy, because I just don't want to do this.
But listen, I people deserve to see this face.
See,
you know?
That's the thing.
There you go.
That's why they're happy. Ego boosted.
Oh my goodness. All right, so here's the reasons. One, when you take a selfie of yourself, you almost always smile, and the mere act of smiling actually makes you a little bit happier,
yes,
even if you're faking it and just giving your, faking your smile.
Yes.
That is true. They say to smile, it will make you feel happier.
1,000%.
Try it. We'll wait. Go ahead. Just try it.
Listen, I'm already happy. I'm smiling. I can't stop smiling. Come on, Cato.
I overslept this morning. I'm not awake yet.
He's Mr. Grumpy Tails right now.
Did you go out last night?
No.
Let's take a selfie, Cato.
I just overslept. I was sleeping good. I watched.
Take about Cato, 15
let's
with
take
Cato.
Some selfies right now.
He needs his mood boosted.
I got to get a haircut. I did take a selfie over the weekend. I was in Knoxville with a friend.
One selfie.
Yeah.
Just
okay.
Just one.
See, and Tom, he is smiling all over himself right now.
I don't want to be in a good mood.
All right. The second reason why you get happier when you take a selfie, they say sharing is part of the key, because when you share a photo and get positive response, instant gratification puts you in a better mood overall. And 22% of the people said that they actually only post selfies to put themselves in that mood, because they look for the likes. Like, if they don't get a lot of likes from that selfie, it makes them in a grumpier mood.
But then if you post a selfie and you don't get as many likes as the other selfie, then you're like, wait, what is wrong? Am I ugly today?
Oh.
So there's like a mixed bag with that. It could be really good for you, or it could be detrimental.
The
so
good
there's
thing
a fine
is
line.
People tend to like things and be nice, because it's like, it's our nature to compliment people.
For sure.
So you're probably going to get likes and not as many hates, you know.
Even if they don't think it's a good selfie, right?
It doesn't matter. It's like the smile. Even if it's fake, it works.
It's easy just to push that like button.
It is, yeah, for sure.
Make them happy.
Yeah, exactly.
So, and this is kind of interesting. They found that women 16 to 25, they spend an average of 16 minutes on each selfie that they take, and that could be 2 or 3 times a day.
I was about, wait, not 16 minutes on each selfie.
What?
Yeah, what they're doing, applying the makeup, getting the light right, and also perfecting the angle of the selfie, and then choosing the selfie they want to post takes up to 16 minutes.
I find that hard to believe.
So what you're saying is any woman at work that's posting selfie is wasting company time.
Well, it could be, yeah. You also got to pick the right filter through.
They put their makeup on in the morning.
Listen, I'm not making this up. That's what they say.
I don't care.
I feel like it takes me longer than 16 minutes. If we're talking about makeup time, lighting,
yeah,
angles.
Makeup time, you already had to get the makeup. That's for all day.
But I usually take the selfie to show off the makeup to like.
Well, yours is different.
Well, not only that, though, you're touching up your makeup if you're about to take a
selfie.
Exactly.
And then you got to pick it, and then you're like, oh gosh, there's the hair in there. You got to get rid of that hair. And I get it.
Mm-hmm.
I get it for sure. But however, they were talking about like the positive feedback. Like, majority of people are kind in their responses. However, once you get something that goes viral, then you get all the haters. That's when you know you've made it, is whenever you start to get the haters and you get all these crazy negative
responses.
And it actually is kind of funny, though, because
you being an influencer, I'm sure you've gotten a lot of negative comments.
But it's funny, because how many happy people are saying negative things to a stranger online?
Yeah.
So it's like you gotta consider the source.
But it's hard, though. It's just like the fake smile. When someone negs on you, it does make you a little bit sadder.
You hear it. But then it's kind of like you got to have that tough skin.
Yeah.
Like, it's fine.
But then that's what they were making fun of, is you have thick skin.
Exactly.
But you got to think that they're sad in their life.
They're
miserable with their life. We know people in TV, and they said they'll get comments from viewers
about what they wear, complaining about their weight, their hair.
Absolutely.
And I'm like, why do you want to bring somebody else down because you're down?
Uh-huh.
They want to bring them down to their level.
Yeah.
So makes you feel better.
You just got to ignore the haters.
Exactly.
But what if that person likes me and miserable? So actually, this just makes them feel even better.
So are you one of the internet trolls?
I actually have done some trolling in my life. But not to someone just posting a cute picture of themselves.
But I will say, if there's something is wrong with your hair or your makeup or your clothes, then that hater is correct. They're just trying to help you.
Hawk and Tom on B93.7.
We're celebrating two new game shows on Game Show Network, Tic-Tac-Toe, followed by Bingo Blitz weeknights starting at 7 p.m. Eastern. And the contestants on Tic-Tac-Toe compete to place three of their marks in a row on a giant trivia board. And they try to make strategic moves to block the other players from winning, a lot like Tic-Tac-Toe.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. And they show has a chance for them to win $10,000. Now, we don't have 10 grand, but we do have $100 this morning. And we have got Lewis Sullivan from Greenville on the line right now. Lewis, how are you?
I'm fantastic, guys.
We hope you're $100 richer and even more fantastic.
Yeah. Yes.
We've got three trivia questions. And our first category is size matters. When a TV manufacturer lists the diameter of a TV, they're talking about which measurement? Horizontal, vertical, or diagonal?
Diagonal.
That is correct.
Okay. Yeah. Yes.
Two to
okay,
go.
Lewis.
You know what? And Tom taught me that with monitors, computer monitors.
Yep, it's diagonal.
You got to take your little measure and see how big it is.
All right. Category, Doc, I'm seeing hot spots. What desert oasis is unofficially known as Sin City? Is it St. Louis, Las Vegas, or Miami?
No, Las Vegas.
That is correct.
Yeah.
One to go. Road rage is the category. What color is the top light on a standard traffic light? Is it red, purple, or yellow?
Red.
Red, you're
yeah!
right. Congratulations. Lewis, you just won $100 with Tic-Tac-Toe.
I'm loving that.
All right.
Yeah. All right. All you got to do is hang on the line. Kato's going to get your particulars and tell you how to pick up that $100.
All right. Thank you, brother.
Congratulations. Thank you.
Bye, yes, Lewis.
Okay. All right. Thank y'all. Have a good day.
You got it. And don't forget to watch Tic-Tac-Toe followed by Bingo Blitz weeknight, 7 p.m. Eastern on Game Show Network.
Hawk and Tom on B93.7. This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Smart Travel doesn't just cover points and miles. They break down all the financial aspects of your trip, whether that's the best days to book, how to avoid hidden fees, or which fancy travel credit cards pay off, and which ones are just an expensive flex. If you want your travel budget to work harder, then dive into the best deals, products, services, and more with Smart Travel from NerdWallet, wherever you get your podcasts.
At MLBShop.com, you can get all the latest officially licensed merchandise for you and your family. But if you really want to level up your game, you can grab something for your dog walker, your Pilates instructor, your swim coach, your neighbor, your accountant, your gardener, your best friend, your bandmate, your boss, your kid's teacher, your mailman. Visit MLBShop.com and stock up on officially licensed on-field merchandise from your favorite teams.
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
The obsessive killing of Dorothy Stratton, the real-life murder that inspired Twin Peaks. These stories and more are told in the Hollywoodland podcast, where true crime and Tinseltown collide. Follow and listen to Hollywoodland wherever you get your podcasts.
Saw the coolest video yesterday. I love videos where it shows dogs doing cool stuff. And this is one of those where the dog has been trained to spot its owner's epileptic seizures coming on.
Wow.
So it's a video in the kitchen, and this lady is doing the dishes, and this dog suddenly comes up and puts his paws on her, starts pawing at her.
Yes.
And so she sits down on the ground, you know, stops what she's doing. The dog runs to the fridge, literally opens the fridge door and gets a water for her. And then it goes and gets her medicine off the counter and brings it over to her. And so she ends up, it lays down on top of her, and she lays down on the floor, I guess. And they don't show the seizure, but I guess she took the medicine. I don't know if it stopped it or not, or if she still had the seizure. But the dog is trained to do that. Mm-hmm. And it's so amazing what dogs can do and will do for us.
Oh, I know.
I saw another one where they were trying to create an electronic version of a guide dog for this blind lady, and it was really cool, but she wanted her dog back in the end because she's like, you know, she's familiar with and trusts her guide dog.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Even my dog is smart. I haven't trained it at all, but he knows, like, certain things. I'm like, how does he know to do that?
Well, and it's not just smart, but they care about us too.
Yeah,
like
they
actually
do.
This story is one of those stories, and it's really a miracle because of the age of this kid. A 2-year-old boy in Arizona went missing Monday night for 16 hours.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if you've got a 2-year-old and he goes missing, he wandered off and managed to get out of their sight. No one noticed it until he had somehow managed to get far enough. They did not find him.
Wow.
And they've sent out search parties and everything. This is a remote area, and he made it for 16 hours and wandered 7 miles before being led to safety by a ranch dog.
Wow.
And this is the sheriff's office talking about what happened. Let me go ahead and play that for you.
Okay.
Let me get it pulled up real quick here.
It's in their blood, you know, their guardians and stuff. Way there, I see Buford coming down the deal right there with a little blonde-haired boy with him.
He was young and ended up wandering further than anyone would have hoped. Not only did we search on foot, but also there were some of the razors and 4x4s, as well as we did make use of some of the helicopters to make sure that we were doing everything we could to locate the child.
There was 1,000 ways for that to go really, really bad and one good way, and luckily it turned out to be the good way.
I mean, you got a dog who is, this dog is literally guiding this little boy home.
Yeah, yeah.
It could have run off. It could have seen a rabbit and chased it. Instead, it knew instinctively that this 2-year-old shouldn't be wandering around alone and led this little kid back to safety.
Well, and thank goodness the little kid knew to stick with the dog.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Instead of just running off from the dog. If he's already ran off from everybody else.
I know, right?
What kept him from running off from the dog?
That is amazing to me because I have listened to this one podcast called The Telepathy Tapes. I don't know if y'all heard about it, but it was crazy. But it talks about how, and I don't know what y'all think, but how animals are telepathic, basically. Like, they can sense things, and I believe it.
Yeah, I don't know if I consider it telepathy, but it's definitely, like you said, they sense things that we don't sense.
Absolutely.
And I don't know if it has to do with their sense of smell, or if it's something more ESP-like, like you're talking about,
like,
or
telepathy.
What?
Telepathy.
Can I get a dog that senses the next lottery numbers?
Right?
That would be handy.
I would love that.
Yeah, okay.
My dog's claim to fame is we just got him a new food, and we're mixing it with the old food, and they go through and pick out the new food. They like it better, and they only eat it now. And they take the other food out and lay it on the floor beside the bowl, and we're like, what a great thing for our dog to know. He doesn't help with epilepsy or blindness, but he's got this food thing figured out.
But dogs are so smart in so many areas, but when it comes to greeting each other, I still don't buy that one. I don't get why that's so... I don't
smelling
know.
Smelling their bodies.
Yeah, it's like, you know, let me just sniff. I saw a meme the other day where there was a dog drawn with chalk on the side of a wall, and the live dog was sniffing its bottom.
What?
Yeah, it was weird.
And that is weird.
Mm-hmm. So,
oh, like, gosh.
I think that's kind of an unusual way to greet.
Well, they're still animals.
I mean, I have had people come do that when they come greet me. But yeah.
Wow. you know, a big enough dog can do that to a person, too, and it's
well,
awkward.
Well, and then they chase their tail. I'm like, come on. And you're so smart in this other area, but you're chasing your tail? Like, what do you think that is?
I saw a meme. It says, how dumb is my dog? All he does is sit around all day and chase his tail. But then how dumb am I to sit around all day watching my dog chase his tail?
Exactly. Yeah. Well, like my dog, you're talking about dumb places. When he passes gas, he takes off running and looks behind him like someone did something to him.
Are you sure it wasn't you?
No, it's like he does it, but he looks back like, what was that?
Mm-hmm.
He doesn't even know when he passes gas. He thinks something happened to him, like someone poked him in the rear or something.
And when a dog shoots out of the room, or like a cat sometimes just shoot out of the room, it's like, I want to leave too, because they're like, there's something's in here.
Yeah, cats are more likely to do
exactly.
that one than dogs.
Yes, like, where and are you going?
You do wonder if cats don't have some sort of a telepathic thing too.
A dog will look at a blank wall.
Yeah, that's
and
true.
You're like, what are you looking at? Is there someone standing there from beyond?
So my dog has since passed, but I love my sweet little Marley. She's a little mini dachshund, but whenever she was super old, and speaking of cats, my cat, she would like kind of rally her whenever she was like wandering off, like to away from the house. She would kind of rally her back to get closer to the house, and I thought that was so sweet.
That's amazing, though. The cat would even know to do that.
I know. It was like, she was like, this poor little old dog can't see nothing, so I'm going to rally her back in.
That's amazing.
Aww. I know.
Okay. Well, no. that's kind of like the toddler story. Not quite as big, but still pretty cool.
But could you imagine losing your 2-year-old? Like, oh my gosh.
It would be the worst thing ever. It would be the worst 16 hours of your life.
That's crazy.
I did not mean to lose my brother that time in Tennessee.
Yeah, yeah. You know, you lose the kid sometimes. You're at the house or something. They're playing in the yard, and all of a sudden they're gone. And the only thing you can think of is not the kid at the moment. You're like, my wife is going to kill me. You know, she is going to kill me.
Literally.
I've lost a kid. We're shopping. I can't find a kid. Oh. So your spouse is going to
kill
you.
Exactly. She left the kid in your care, and look at you. You can't even keep track of it.
Right. I need a dog.
You do.
Hawk and Tom on B93.7.